and good afternoon. This update is brought to you by Courtney Manners Professional Caring Staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to its residents. It's Courtney Manor, where neighbors care for neighbors. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting, and we'll take a look at one of your latest headlines in your local news. And we're talking about Huron County commissioners who are going to meet at 9 a.m. tomorrow, May 14th, in the courthouse in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, there will be a hearing at 9:10 to amend the county's property assessed clean energy program. And at 9:20 a.m., Community Corrections Coordinator David Stevens will explain and present the fiscal year 2025 grant application. Some of the other items on the preliminary agenda that are expected to be approved include the proposed Michigan Department of Transportation agreement with the Huron Transit Corporation, along with contracting to have agricultural appraisal studies done and upgrading the digital recording system on district court. Region 7 Area Agency on Aging will host a public hearing regarding the implementation of a multi-year and fiscal year plan. And that in-person meeting will be at 2 p.m. Thursday. And then the Zoom meeting is going to be on May 22nd. To register for the Zoom meeting, go to region7aaa.org. That's region7aaa.org. Region 7 will be reviewing the final 2025 plans for outlining how federal and state funding will be used for programs and services benefiting older adults in Bay, Clare, Gladwin, Gratiot, Huron, Isabella, Midland, Saginaw, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. A summary of the proposed plan will be available on the Region 7 website. Now, those who cannot attend the meetings can reach out to Connie Garcia, contract manager at Region 7. And the email address, phone numbers, and Region 7's website can all be found on thumbnet.net. We'll be right back.
At Courtney Manor, we're all about you. Our compassionate and experienced care team is here to provide you with services not only for short-term rehab and long-term care, but also respite and hospice care. If you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even an injury, your physician may recommend a rehab stay to a skilled nursing facility. As you make this important decision, you have a choice on where you want to receive your care. Call Courtney Manor at 989-269-9983. Our team can help you with verifying insurance coverage and answering any questions you may have about what your care path may look like. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team, and also to review medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare to review your options. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility, and we are all about you.
And the next news updates are brought to you by the Associated Press. Melinda French Gates announced today that she is going to step down as co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. She helped found the foundation more than 20 years ago with her ex-husband, Bill Gates. It's now one of the largest philanthropic foundations in the world. In a post on X, French Gates wrote, "This is not a decision I came to lightly." Bill Gates thanked her for her critical contributions to the foundations in a statement saying, "I'm sorry to see her leave." French Gates will receive $12.5 billion as part of her agreement with Gates, which she said would commit to future work focused on women and families. Also by the Associated Press, who is saying now that the White House should be concerned as Trump rallies as many as 100,000 people in deep blue New Jersey. That's a blue state. Trump reportedly rallied an estimated 100,000 supporters in Wildwood. This happened on Saturday, and Trump received a well-timed boost from a fervent and loyal crowd of supporters who packed the beach for the former president's campaign rally in Wildwood. The seaside resort felt a lot like summer, despite the fact that Memorial Day weekend and the unofficial kickoff to the season are still 2 weeks away. Rides on Maury's piers were operating, boardwalk vendors were open, the tram cars were running, and parking was at a premium due to the buzz over Trump's visit. This news update was brought to you by Courtney Manners, professional caring staff. They're committed to offering its highest quality care to its residents. Courtney Manor, where neighbors care for neighbors. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, make sure you go to visit thumbnet.net.